I'm Nick Harcourt, and as you can see, we're here at the radio station at 88.5, the SoCal Sound. And I have in front of me some people I haven't seen for about 15 years, Los Abandoned. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Good to see you again.
So great to see you. Thanks for coming in and playing some music for us. I'm going to give you a nom de plumes because I know you're secret agents, really.
Correct.
Lady P, Vera Lata, and Don Verde.
Welcome. Watch your service. Thank you.
So there's a reunion concert. I'm thinking this is going to go out around about the same time. So November 17th, you guys will be in at La Santa.
Correct.
In Santa Ana. You haven't played officially together for a few years, right? Like 2011, although there's been some little bits and pieces.
Last big show was 2011 at the Echoplex.
For
Day of the Dead, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was the resurrection of Los Abandoned.
Took a lot of miracles.
Now, I met you guys, I don't know when exactly, maybe 2005 or 6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. At the time there was a nice buzz about Los Abandoned at my old gig over at Santa Monica in the basement there. Mm-hmm. There was a big buzz on the band you signed, and then you kind of stopped. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Those things happen.
It's kind of like that thing that happens to bands where, you know, you like work for it your whole life and you start to actually see where I might make a living doing it, and then you break up.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that?
Yeah.
How it works?
That's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why we do Favorite Band, which is our new song.
All right.
Pretty much.
So let's talk about this new song. First of all, I don't think it's necessarily a new song, but.
Correct.
It's a new release.
Right. Yeah. So it's funny that. We went through a lot of drummers in this band. And
you're second to Spinal Tap, I think.
Right.
So
drummers exploding.
Totally. And so we had gone through, I think Garrett was like our second drummer. And mm-hmm. for me, it was kind of like my favorite iteration of the band at the time. And I was very sad about him leaving. But he had other gigs and other things to do. And so I started thinking about, why can't my favorite band stay together? And while I was driving around LA and I started thinking about, I brought the idea to David, and we started thinking about, what if we look at it from the point of view of a fan? And like everything a fan kind of responds to with their favorite band.
Right.
So.
And that experience that you have when your favorite band calls it quits.
Right, right.
So we started putting it down. We put down a demo in 2003, Pro Tools 5.
So this is Pro Tools 5?
Pro Tools 5. So this is like which one they're up to now.
Yeah.
And we were actually able to take some of the tracks, not much of it, but there's some synthesizers and drum machines that I don't think you'd be able to recreate these days. And then we played on top of it. So we're putting it out for the fans. It's like the theme song of our reunion show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why can't my favorite band stay together?
I love it. Now, you did another song a couple of years before, though, right? You did the Sound the Alarm song, which I know we featured on the morning show here.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Was that the first sort of beginning of working together again on material?
Yeah.
I think so, right?
Okay, it's hard to remember, but pre-COVID, there was all this stuff going on in the world. There's all these like pro-democracy protests all over the Middle East and then in Chile.
Chile, big, yeah.
Yeah, and
fires.
And I heard about it on the news, and you know, like we weren't super in touch because, you know.
Because bands break up.
But I was like, hey.
It's still friendly.
Hey, P, like I've been hearing about what's going on in Chile. Like should we do something about this? And we're like, all right, let's get together. We got together. We started writing that song, and it was crazy because it started out being about that. It's like super literal,
right?
And then as the world changed, and it started also kind of being about, you know, like the Black Lives Matter protests, which came shortly. I mean, we had no foreknowledge of any of these things. And then the COVID lockdown, and we were supposed to be playing our big show at La Santa in 2020, and it didn't happen. And so instead, we just dropped that single as just something to give people to listen to.
So that was supposed to be the reunion, right?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be the reunion.
That was supposed to be it.
And it's funny because I remember clearly recording my part in December of 2019.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, like 2 months later, everything just kind of shut down because we were really preparing for the release in June of 2020. And, well, doodles.
Yeah. Well, you were in Chile taking some time when COVID hit and you got stuck.
I did.
Essentially.
Yeah. So I was there for like a little mini sabbatical to, you know, just kind of get away from everything for 3 months. And during that time, COVID hit. And I really only had about maybe 1 or 2 days to make the decision to either come back or stay there.
Right.
So I just did I feel like I did the right thing and just stayed. Yeah, decided to just stay.
But not thinking you'd be there for 2 years.
No, not right. Yeah. And then I ended up staying for 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, we thought like, you know, I was still in touch with the guys and we were like, oh yeah. I was like, oh, you know, I'm looking at flights in like 3 months.
Yeah.
But Don Verde really, he knew. He was like, I don't know. He's like, I'm thinking like a year. And then lo and behold,
there's always one. Right?
Yeah.
There's that one guy in the van.
I don't know.
He was right.
They were talking about the quarantine, and people were like, "It's 14 days." He's like, "Well, don't you know what quarantine actually means?
Right.
It's at least 40 days." Mm. And everybody's like, "It's going to be 14 days."
Man.
And that was 2 years later.
So there was supposed to be a reunion. You couldn't do it, but you did do the single, which was great.
Yeah.
And then you did get back to the States.
I did.
And now we do have new music. Well, new music to the...
New old music.
Yeah.
New old music.
You know,
and new tunes.
Once we started, you know, Zooming, I should say,
yeah.
You know, then we started writing more songs. You know, everyone was just kind of in this state where people just like putting things out. Remember all those videos where like people were like collaborating from across the world and stuff. And you know, we were just started writing songs and everyone was just feeling so much and we put it down. And so, I don't know, we'll see, but like there could be an EP in the future. We just gotta get back in the studio.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, when you walked in, I said, so, you know, reunion gig, new single, is there going to be more? And everybody just said, Maybe
we'll see. Maybe we're teasing. You know, we're teasing a little.
Maybe we're lying.
But maybe we're lying.
But there is new material.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing a couple new songs that no one's ever heard. We'll be debuting them at La Santa on November 17th.
Well, it's great to see you.
Me too.
All these years later. I'm hoping that there's going to be more. Hopefully, we'll hear some more music from you. And thanks for coming in and playing for us.
Well, thank you.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you.
And I hope we can do it again before another years passes.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's another 17 years, I got a feeling I'm not going to be around.
Anyway.
And I don't mean around, like around. I'm just, like, if I'm still here in 17 years, something went wrong. It's great to see you.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Make up and play that song if we all like to sing along to us.
younger tea of students. Here's his teacher's car for prom, but didn't get too far to strip. My fire rages on malaria. One left, he bumps la raza on the stereo. 20 pegaditas, no corridos.
The world. The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College, streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.